Starting 42.
Svoruo. Mai la chulin. Loi le chulin lehavi. Elo le kob. The person says la chulin. Loi chulin means loi chulin lehavi. Elo kob. And the male becomes a nether. So the Gemara manim asnisim. Irab Meir less le michala bat Hashemayahen. He never said it will be a korb. He said it will be loichulin. Loichulin is a korb. But he never said that it will be a korb. He said it will be a loichulin. So we see that michala bat Hashemayahen. So the loikir Rab Meir. Rab Meir less le michala bat Hashemayahen. Detnan. Where we see that Rab Meir holds that we don't say michala bat Hashemayahen. Where we found in Rab Meir that we don't hold for Michlal Avat Hashemayahen. That now Rab Meir Oymer, Kol T'nai She'inu Ket T'nai B'nei God U'B'nei Ruven Eino T'nai. The Mishnah states that B'nei God U'B'nei Ruven, the T'nai was Im Ta'avru V'Yerashtem V'im Lo Yisa'avru V'Lo Yerashtem. Im Ta'avru you will get it and V'im Lo Yisa'avru you will not get it. So every T'nai has to be if yes, yes, and if not, not. And Rab Meir holds every tnai she'enu ketnai bnei gad bnei Reuven im ta'avru tirshu v'im lo yisa'avru lo yisirshu. It's not a tnai. Ay michlal avat Hashemayahen. Ay michlal avat Hashemayahen. The Teretz of Rab Meir holds that we don't say michlal avat Hashemayahen. So if Rab Meir holds that we don't say michlal avat Hashemayahen, if Rab Meir doesn't hold michlal avat Hashemayahen, so by us also la chulin, you don't hear that it's a kol. You don't hear that it's a kol. So the Gemara says, "Luchu masnisin the loyki Rab Meir, lefi Rab Meir michlalavat Hashemayahen, michlalav yet Hashemayahen." And in our Mishnah state that la chulin is awesome. Elo Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't need a tnai kofful. Hey, me sefer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Omer Yerushalayim lo yomar klum. Me the sefer Rabbi Yehuda reishel av Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara kula Rabbi Yehuda. The Ochik Tana is Rabbi Yehuda Omer Omer Yerushalayim lo yomar klum. This is the second chelik of the sugi. So the first chelik of the sugi is beetzem. Now the Gemara is telling too that Avada and Avada, the Gemara is telling too that if Michlal Laviyah Tashumayahen, our Mishnah will not be also. Because Lachulin Elo Kopen is Michlal Laviyah Tashumayahen, and Rab Meir doesn't hold for Michlal Laviyah Tashumayahen. So we mentioned yesterday, if we're getting left to the Nekuda, Rebel Chonon brings down that he asked Reb Chaim Akash. No, that's the Nekuda Sasugia. Rebbe Chanan was pushed to him in Bava Basudot and Oys Tov Lamed Vov, Tov Lamed Zayir, was pushed to him klor that Michlal Avat Hashemayahen, about it we know what the person wants. It's not Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yudev know what the person wants. If a person says, in Tavru, you will get the Eber HaYarden, about it if not, you're not getting it. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. If you will go, you will get it, and if not, you're not getting it. As then Moshe Rabbeinu told us. Im ta'avru v'yirashtem. V'im lo yisa'avru v'lo yirashtem. Every time a person is a red mekudeshes a menashe tlivi v'imosa im zuz, even if, and if not, not. Avada, for sure, this is for sure, this is the Kabbalah. There's no tzad nisht hazeh. There's no tzad nisht hazeh. Avada does the Kabbalah. Aber hazeh, so what is the whole shayla? So was Pashat Rebel Chonon, before he asked Reb Chai, is a mishpatei atnoim? It's a lochis of mishpatei atnoim. What is the shah? It's a lochis of mishpatei atnoim. It's tzur of mishpatei atnoim. It's a parsh of mishpatei atnoim. As if it's a lochis, heim koidem lelav. You can't say, if you will not go, you will not get it. And if you will go, you will get it. You have to say, if you will go, you will get it. And if not, not. You can't say the other way around. It's mishpatei atnoim. It's a tzur of mitzvah zogin dos. It's mishpatei atnoim. It's a bishliach. That's mishpatei atnoim. So what is the mishpatei atnoim? Is that you have to double tzach and you have to say him kodem lelav. That's the mishpatei atnoim. Kach nemro aloche. Kach tzuras advorim. That's the mishpatei atnoim. Frekter de kashe, star bolchon, frekter de b'chaim, b'barazei. So everyone is asking that we know what the person wants. No, as a machlekes, mishpatei atnoim is learned out of Megod of Meruven. All of the protim have to be similar to the tnai that the Torah written down. There it was hein koidem lelav, there was a hein velav, there was a tnai koful. Every place needs, and we don't learn now from, boom, Moshe Rabbeinu gizok tazeh. But it doesn't have to be like that. Aber Rabbeinu, we know what the person wants. So was ist der Scheich als Rameir und Rabbi Yudit oder Suge? Hier ist der Machloikes, Birchis Mishpatat Noim. Sidon Mishpatat Noim, es no Mishpatat Noim. Here's the Shalach, we know what the person wants. Avala, when he said La Chulin, he means Lo Chulin Lehevi Ela Korbi. This is what Rebbe Cholim gefragt Rebbe Chaim. And Rebbe Cholim brings down that Rebbe Chaim answered him, Einach Anami, you're right. Avada, we know what the person wants. And there's the Shalach, Mishpatat Noim. So what is the Tushtel? Rebbe Chaim told him like this. Avada, Rebbe Meir holds it has to be similar to Bnei God of Nei Reuven. Rebbe Yudah holds it doesn't have to be similar to Bnei God of Nei Reuven. What will learn after God of Meruven? You have to have a hein velav. Tnai kofu. You have to make a tnai kofu. If michlal lav at hashimea hein, or michlal hein at hashimea lav, why you need a tnai kofu? When you said hein, it means, and if not, ma, says si gizok. If michlal lav at hashimea hein, si heis gizok. And if it's a gzera sakosu that you have to double tach, so state in the gzera sakosu that you don't, it doesn't mean that you said it. The fact is, the Gzeras HaKosuv, that you have to say Tnai Kofu, was state in the Gzeras HaKosuv, that when a person says Hen, we don't hear the Lav. When he says Lav, we don't hear the Hen. Remember, Hashem said you have to say the Lav and the Hen. And how do we know what a person wants? Oh, but it's a deen to double, to say Tnai Kofu. A Kofu because Tnai, does he know Loche? So what state in Tnai Kofu? State in the Aloche of Tnai Kofu. Now when a person says, hey, we don't hear the lab. We know it, but we don't hear it. In the Shemir, the Melech, the Gemara, the same thing in the Dorim. In the Dorim is Aloch Levata Besfosayim. It's not enough that we know what a person wants. We spoke out Maisa Neder is Dibur. So the person banging on the Chayfetz, he wants to answer it. He does with his hands. She's going to shut a friend Levata Besfosayim. Why does it mean Levata Besfosayim? That's the Tzushtu from the Gemara. So the Gemara, why do we know what a person wants? But if Rab Meir holds that Gidina Tanai Koful, and it's Heis Nishken Shemeya, we don't say Michlal Avat HaShemeya, Michlal Heinat HaShemeya, we know. But it's Heis Nishken Shemeya, it's Heis Nishken Giret. It's Heis Nishken Giret. The guy in the door, he makes it, it's Heis Nishken Giret. This is what Rebbe Chonon brought down B'Shem Reb Chaim, and this is the way Rebbe Chonon was Maimid the Sugya Lefi Reb Chaim. This way is, and so, let me get in Pamelach. So, the tzur of the sugya of Rebbe Chonon and Reb Chaim is, that if either we know what the person wants, does he need the noise of the sugya? The noise is ki'ilu sigiret, or si not ki'ilu sigiret. Rab Meir holds, you need a tnai kofur, b'mele sinish azevi giret, b'mele nedorim it will not be good, and Rab Yudah holds, michalav at hashimea hein, si heis yogiret, as si heis yogiret, is good legab in nedorim. That's the tzur of the shmais. What? Say Shemeh, say Levata. You can't hear if someone didn't speak. No? You can't hear if he didn't speak. One second. If it's Say Shemeh, it's Say Medaba. You could hear if someone doesn't talk. You could hear someone talking if he never spoke. What? If Say Shemeh, Michlal Avat Shemeh, and I'll explain to you. When I say hey, see hey that I said if not not, or see hey, how do we know that I want it? The shayla if I spoke it out, I didn't speak it out. We'll be mad for the shtickle more in the Hemshach. This we mentioned the Ha'oreh. The Ha'oreh, the Mishlo Melech in Perik Aleph min Adorim Aloch Yud Chesed, he's going also al derech that mehala. So we know what a person wants. There's no shayla about it. So what is the noise of the sugya? Aber see hey, skilu gizokt? Se gizokt alav? So gizot korbon, as an ish gizot korbon. Rav Meir holds you need to double. So michlal lav yato shimeyayin, say ish gizot. So the gavin adorim say ish gizot. Frank the Mishal HaMelech, the gavin adorim? I don't need a gizot. Yad is also enough. If I say, ehe, hareini, it's also enough. So I said, double ze olai, lachulin shayich alecho. Ein lecho yad korbon is that? A person stands near a nazir, and he says, ehe, oh, she gizot. This is good. He said, ahe. He said, lachulit shayich alecho. And we know what he wants. He says, ahe. We know that he wants to be a nazir, because nazir eva lefonov. He said, lachulit shayich alecho. So we know what he wants. So if we know what he wants, so einich anam is a din levata besfosayim, but it's nischadish in the parsha of Yodas, that in the din levata besfosayim, yad is genug. If yad is genug in levata besfosayim, so what is the problem here? So, and then we mentioned the Zapoti Rutsim. Yesoida Mechadu. One teretz is that avada yad helps. We said because a person starts. Goyim dvorov. The Rosh says in that base that beliboy goma. When a person says a loshen sholem, not a halbe loshen, a ganze loshen, and this is what he said and this is what he wants to say, we can make from it a yad. He said what he wants. Lachulin shoyim alecho. When a person says ehe, he means ehe kamo yischo. So he didn't say it. Hareini benazir. This is what he's trying to say. So then you can make a yad out of it. But when he says a loshen sholem, from a loshen sholem, we don't say a yad. Why? We said two nuschos. One nuschah we said, al adder de ture evin, where we say the ganze zach in the dorim the whole time. When a person says one thing, we can't go in the adam mahalach. There's two ways to do it. He wants it to work with these words. We can finish it in a different nuschah. A nusach. The tzvita nusach we said is that the cheftef on yad is, what's the cheftef on yad? The cheftef on yad is goyim rim dvorov. When a person starts, we could finish it. But it's not a start. It's a full sense. We said it in the briskerov in Arini Mesalsel. Taisa says in Nazir, when a person says Arini Mesalsel, you can't make it to a yad. Why? Taisa says maybe it's better than a yad because we know what he wants, but it's not a yad. Why? Because Arini Mesalsel, this is it. When it says the he kamoyscho. Arein in the tzalzel, this is what he said. He said a full sentence. You can't say a yad. More than that, yad is chelke adobo, chelek from the loshon that asks. Arein in benozir, ehek moyscho. Dobo ze olai, dobo ze osur, ki kolden. He said chelek from the loshon. Chelke aloshon is also good. Lachulin is gornish. Lachulin is loichulin. Loichulin is gornish. We know loichulin elo kolden. But it's not chelek. Arein ze osur olai ki kolden. The sense is a reza osur like a kol. He said a chelik from the sense. And then the other said helps. When a person says lachulin shoichal, it's gomish. Lachulin shoichal is very nice words. It means lachulin ma shoichal, and lakolbim ma shoichal. Say that, but this he didn't say. We know what he wants. It's not a chelki adibu. You can't call it chelki adibu. Chelki adibu you could call when a person says a half of the sense. A heke moischo. That was the osur alai, and he didn't say kikolbim. When he says lachulin shoichal lecho, it's very good. But it means, it means, it's not a part of the sense. It's words that bring you to think something else. I think Abnochem said this. So again, the first Nusach is we're saying, stam. When a person says a full lotion, we don't make from it a yad. Stam. Why? Other because this is what he wants. Other yad is only tchilas advarim, not when it's a full sense. So I'm saying three Nuschois. The first two is one Nusach. When a person says a full sense, we don't make a yad. Why? We have two esbeirim in it. Other because isdas is azay, we don't make something else from isdas. This happens in the Torah heaven, the gans and the dorim. Other we said yodis is tchilas advorim, not when it's a full sense. But Reb Nachum saying it's much more from that. Yodis is chelki adobo. He said chelik from the bad sense. Here he even didn't say chelik from the sense. This is gomish. Grana, you're right. You could start now a whole new sense. Aber dosa nish gizak. Dosa nish gizak. That's the second chelik. Let me get into the third chelik. Kum the stipler, everyone. And fight the stipler, he doesn't understand the Gemara. It's a very nice pshat, but it's missing a gewaldige sach. Zog the Gemara, the Mishnah is not Rav Meir. Rav Meir doesn't hold Michlalav at Hashemayim. Who is the Mishnah? Rav Yehuda. Who is the Mishnah? Rav Yehuda. What's Rav Yehuda out? What's out Rav Yehuda? Michlalav at Hashemayim. How you know that Rabbi Yehuda holds Michla Lavat Hashemayah? Where you found in Rabbi Yehuda that he holds Michla Lavat Hashemayah? Where you found it? He holds you don't need a Tznai Kofu. So what is the right that he holds Michla Lavat Hashemayah? Maybe Michla Lavat Hashemayah, but he doesn't hold, you have to have Mishpatat Noim. I will explain the Kashi Be'am Kusa. Let me explain. Before Rabbi Chanon, the Pshat is, Rav Meir holds we don't understand what he wants. This is the reason he has to double himself. On them, we talk, he don't know what he wants. So the lashon from the Rashba, if he doesn't double it, maybe Bichlal doesn't mean it. He just wants lizruze. He's hoping to have a right, but he doesn't mean it. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't have to double. So Rabbi Yehuda holds he means it. So Megabe our Mishnah. If Rav Meir he doesn't mean it, if Rabbi Yehuda he means it. So when you start to learn the Gemara Balabat, the Gemara taught that Lefi Rav Meir you just don't mean it. If you don't double, we think that his fam said. Like the Gemara's wife works in the dorim. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't have to double. Say that? Makes sense. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't have to double. But now he said, Avada, we know what the person wants. Now the shaila was, if it's a mishpat etnoim, so you have to double. So why Rav Meir holds you have to double? You write it as a mishpat etnoim, or b'michlal av ata shimen. The Torah says that ata lo shimen. And the dorim you have to have a levata b'tzfasai. This is good. Nachzor in your name. Rav Yudah holds, you don't have to double. It's a right that Rav Yudah holds b'michlal av ata shimen. Maybe Rav Yudah holds ata lo shimen. Just he doesn't know, you have to have mishpat etnoim. Avu state in Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Michlal Lava Toshomeh. Again, the Sabbath is Mazda. He's only asking it after Rabbi Cholin Aran gestalt this the Sugya. Before Rabbi Cholin gestalt this Sugya, so the Pshat is Azay. Why you have to double Balabat? It's no Shachis the Mishpat Atnoim. If you don't double, which is, we don't know, Poshut, we don't know. And Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't have to double. Ah, we know! So our Mishnah, if you're a Meher, you don't know, so why it's also? If you're Rabbi Yehuda, we know. I Levata Bisfasayim? It's Yad. There's no problem with Levata Bisfasayim. Yoda is not a problem about the Messiah. The Shalif, we know or we don't know. The Fir of Meir, we don't know. The Fir of Yudah, we know. Fuck the Gemara. The Fir of Meir, the Mishnah doesn't make sense. The Fir of Yudah, the Mishnah makes sense. How it will work? Yodayim. There's no problem with the society. But Rabbi Chaim was Meir said that the Yisrael of the Suga is Alamol, we know. But we're asking that it's a din levata b'sfasayim. And if Rav Meir holds a mishpat etnoim, and he doesn't say that sehez giret, is a raya that michlal lav, sehezishkin shumea hei. Sehezishkin giret. That's it a raya. That it's not called giret. If it's a raya that it's not called giret, it's a raya that's not called giret. Rav Yudah holds michlal lav at shumea hei. Frank the Stibler, will you see Rav Yudah michlal lav at shumea hei? Maybe Rav Yudah holds, we know, sehezishkin giret, but it's not din a mishpat etnoim. The Mishnah only could go on Rabbi Yehuda. That means maybe it could be Rabbi Yehuda, but doesn't mean that it's Rabbi Yehuda. This man is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Bichlal doesn't add. Rabbi Yehuda is not Moisif. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't add. How did Moses? Again, if we don't learn like that, it's very geschmack. Because we learn Tarkif Hakat. Now the whole shaila is if we know, we don't know. So this type of who's a starke kasha? Zog the stipler lechure mikoyach ha-doichak, we see about Efshar Ander Pshat. Zog the stipler mikoyach ha-doichak. This is the shverket in Reb Chaim's Pshat. That the chelik from Rabbi Yehuda is no raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds as she'ei shumea. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda just holds that there's no mishpate at noi. Zog the stipler, that the Pshat in the sugi is azay. Pshat in the sugi is, B'gmore misvore learned, that michlal lav ata shemeahe. Misvore. Misvore is michlal lav ata shemeahe. Does it is svore achitzoino. Michlal lav ata shemeahe. Svore achitzoino, michlal lav ata shemeahe. This is the svore achitzoino. No boss. Rameir shteyt nishteze. Gzeres hakosu. You have to have tnai kofur. Why you have to have a tnai kofur? Arrive from the Torah that michlal lav ata shemeahe. The svara achitzoino was michlal lav ata shemeahe. Does it mean the svara achitzoino? Michlal lav ata shemeahe. We had a raya from Rav Meir, michlal lav ata shemeahe. Because he said that you have to double. From Rav Yehuda, we didn't have a raya. If we don't have a raya, so mistame yoz michlal lav ata shemeahe. But as I learned the stipler of Pirei Chaim, that's the only way to learn the sugya. That the Gemara misvara learn like this. About misvara michlal lav ata shemeahe. No, boss. Rav Meir said nishtaze. Rav Meir said nishtaze. Hamani de loike Rav Meir. So who is left? Rav Yehuda. Fayit gemara akashe. But not because we have a raya from Rav Yehuda. Not because we have a raya from Rav Yehuda that he holds like that. The raya is given as Rav Meir doesn't hold like that. The posuk is mafkia. So look at the stipler that he has a raya that the gemara learned, again, like Rav Chaim. That the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is asihei shumea. This kasha brings us kumad cheshek to learn that avadat bichlal niskanshin shumea. No shachis to shumea. The shaila if we know or we don't know. Why it will work in our sugya and the dorim is a din ledaber? Yod itself bichlal niskan kasha. And there is bichlal no din of chalois ledaber to say double tzach. There's a din to double tzach. If a person has umdana demuchach, it's no, it's no din dibur. Just Rabbi Meir doesn't know and Rabbi Yehuda knows. Unfartik sin ishtar za sugya. Rabbi Chaim made it as a din ledaber. To speak out the tnai, chidush gom, sadin ledaber el tnoim, and b'meil Rav Yehuda is choylek, and it has to be the levir Rav Yehuda sihes ledaber. For this time, what is the raya? Maybe he's choylek mishpat etnoim. Mikmor misvor alun asihes ledaber.
That's a chidush. The way Reb Chaim changed the whole sugya. Not just Eitler, but he has a right from the Gemara in Shavuos as Azay Lerman Pshat. Says like this. The Gemara says in Shavuos that Alibed Rabbi Yehuda, if a person is Mekal El Chaveiroi B'michla Lav. He tells him, if you, yeah, it's a shana hard to say, because I'm going to run out to the Aloha Shaboy. If you tell a person, if you come with me, Hashem will venture you with all the good Zachen. So it means if you don't come with me, if you come with me, Hashem will give you a lot of good work. If you listen to me, Bona Chayim Azayim. So it means if you don't listen to me, you don't mask Michal Avat Hashemayim. Say that. But if we mask it, if we hold for Michal Avat Hashemayim. So if I'm telling you, if you listen to me, Hashem will bench you. So, again, I should add this to the Gemara. So the Gemara, if you're a beauty, you have a Mekal Chavir B'Shem. Some of you could give brachas to people B'Shem, and you Mekal Chavir B'Shem. So if you listen to me, nothing will happen to you. Very clear that if you don't listen, very bad things will happen to you. So you have to know, if you stand say it, the Lashon the Gemara is more, if you tell a person, if you come with me, you will not die. So this is Kimat Kodan. If you don't come, you will die. So Gemara says, the fear of Yudha, you chayv as Mekal Chavir B'Shem. Now, in Klolis, it's not enough that you know that I want to curse you. It's a gomish. Ach, will Mekal Zayn? It's not a shock in Yodis. It's a shock in Yodis. Klolis the Mechayv is, if a person is Mekal B'Shem, it's posh to say. Zog this type leo, steht in the Gemara Mefurish as Evi Reb Chaim. Not only in Rab Meir, that Rab Meir holds as he heis ish gerett, in Rabbi Yehuda, as he heis gerett, as they weit the Gemara learns, as he heis gerett, that when you mekalel, b'michlalav at Hashem ha'ein, si heis mekalel chaveir ha'bishem. Si heis mekalel chaveir ha'bishem. Si heis mekalel chaveir ha'bishem. This is the first way Reb Chaim learns the sugya. Lama lera noch ein shtika l'ran, and the hemshech of this pshat. The way we're going, the first we see is two mahalchis in the whole sugi. The way we're learning the mahalch from Reb Chaim. Zog deran, that nan Rab Meir roimu beperik roimu bekidush. The afar gav da amrim b'shvua sa'idus, it's a gemore daf to Zion, that in shvua, lesel Rab Meir michala, dechi lesel Rab Meir michala b'hana mila b'momoine, b'yisura yisle. Mishnah daf to Zion says that in shvua, if a person says, michala b'ta shumea hen in a shvua, it works even if Rab Meir. Ha'asikne osam de besoito ve'edus lesle mishum de'avi yisura de'iz ve'mamoyna. V'nedorim nami mamoyna izbu, da'ayinu chefza de mitzah alay. The Gemara says that in yisurim, Rab Meir holds michalav at ha'shumeahen. Only in momenes he doesn't hold like that. Only in momenes he doesn't hold from it. So frek the Ran, ba'ayos etz nedorim, sinishkin yisurim. Zog to no, but the Gemara says it, the Ran speaks it out in after Zion, mur ba'archove. And dibur ha'masril, shvu elo yeichalecho. Zog der Ran, Shvue is Isur Gavre. Nedorim is Isur Chefze. Isur Chefze si heis Mamoyne. Si heis Mamoyne. Samot Nezach. So der Ran has a kasha. The Gemara that the Zayin says that Rav Meir is Moyne be Isurim. That Michlal Abad Hashumei Ayin. So what is the Gemara's kasha by us? Zog der, the Gemara says only be Isurim is Moyne. By us it's Mamoyne. Why is by us Mamoyne? It's not as a clone. Nedorim is Chefze. Chefze is Mamoyne. The Ran that the Zayin says because the Neder is a Chefze. Taisa says the Lashon by us, the Taisa in Shavuah is more Bar Chove. That the Pshat is, I'll ask you a shayla, what would it be if a person doesn't ask for the Chayfetz? He says, Koinom Pile Diburi, Koinom Gufi, not enough to touch me. So then it's, then you say, Michal Lava Tashumei Ayin Onaf, if you're Rab Meir. So he is Chefza or Gavre? So he is Chefza, he asks his body, is it Mamoyne? Your body is Mamoyne? I'm asking your table on you, or your table on me, does say it's Mamoyne? But I'm asking you, Daladamas, Muchikani, Mufrushani, Daladamas. No, I will not stand near you. It's also Chefza. I'm asking you, body, I'm not allowed to touch your body. It's Mamoyne. It's not Klo, what's Heis Mamoyne, what's Heis Yisure. The Rabbi Yos is Sosu. Taisa says Klo that it's only if you ask someone else's moment and you, or you moment and someone else. The Ran is Mashad of Design, every Chefza, every Nadorim is Mamoyne, because every Nadorim is Chefza, it's called Mamoyne. If you learn Stam, Be'etzem, Rab Meir doesn't hold Bichlal from Bichlal Abba Tashumayahe. As in the Moshal, Taisis HaRoshi brings down the Teretz. Rab Meir doesn't hold. Why the Gabi Shvuah he holds? Shiny Shvuah Shechamuroi. Say no. רבי מאיר דוזן אומר מכללה ואתה שומע אין. שבועה, אילום נזדעזו, שבועה סמסינג חומו, it's not שווה. אבל דרן says no, רבי מאיר דוזן אומר מכללה ואתה שומע אין, אבל in money he holds, he doesn't hold from it, and he's suing he holds from it. What could be the difference? So, בהשקוף הראשון, you know, state again like רבי חיים. If we know or we don't know, what is the difference? What is the story about? But you make a moment, if it's a moment, someone else's moment, I hear. Maybe with someone else you have to make it tonight kaful. If it's Isurim, you don't have to make it tonight kaful. What? But even so, Azachdat is Negea to Mominus. You have to speak out more klal. Masha'en ken Isurim, you don't have to speak out more klal. Very shver the chiluk. So let me try to say. I want to come to the nekuda here. So the Ran had a kasha. What's the Gemara that Rab Meir doesn't know Michal Abba Tashu Me'ayim? And Isurim Rab Meir is masking. So you know, but Memoines, Isurim Memoines is not, he holds that it's no Michal Abba. Isurim is masking. Nedorim is like Memoines. It's Isura de Isme Memoina. What is the chiluk, you know? So let me go and talk about Sasvor. When I make episodes, Zach, in between me and my friend, so I have to speak it out more clear. As a mishpate at noi. And Isurim is no mishpate at noi. It's not so schwer, I will explain. When a person Moshe makes a tnai in the morning for Krishma, most boys can hold you don't have to have a tnai kofel. Moshe, he reads Krishma before this man. He wakes up early and he's scared that he will not say Krishma later in time. So he says the first Krishma and he makes a tnai. So Shari has to make mishpatah at noyim or not. I don't know, it's noyim with who? He doesn't have to talk to no one. He's mechaved in his head that if it's man krishma, he will say krishma, and if not, not. So make mishpatah at noyim. You're not sure if it's a mitzvah or not. So you keep beginning this off. So it's hard to say mishpatah at noyim you need when you make a moment dik a deal. You have to have a tnai, chalois moment, you have to have a mishpatah at noyim. When you make yisurim, you don't have to have. I have to say, aber fragt doch die Welt, aber bei uns bist du gebeten mit Dorim, lewate bis vor sein. So der Rana ist der Kasche, was willst du von Rav Meir? Rav Meir ist Maske, weil die Isurim ist dort din, dat michla lava ta shumea hei. Sog der Ran, bei uns ist kaum Mammenes. Was ist der Scheichel zum Mammenes? He's making a nether on himself. I hear in Mishpate at Noim, you're telling me, when you make it tonight with someone else, מדלוי קפל לצנוי, שממילו לזירוזה בעל מקום מכוון. Like the Rashi says, what Rabbi Chonan brings down. אבל a person makes a nether. איסורי, ממיינה. מה עושים נפקמינה? עבדה, this is clear. עבדה, we're going with Reb Chaim. And עבדה, we know what the person wants. Doesn't need the noise and the sugi if we know what the person wants or not. So what's going to do? So, lechura the nusach has, but maybe it's a kasha. How we understand the sugya here? I want to mask with the kasha and maybe to make it a bit clearer. If the sugya would be balabatish, like we don't want to learn, that the shayla what the person means or not, so you know, we'll decide that when it's negat to mominus, if he doesn't double, he doesn't mean himself. If it's negat to yisurim, he means it. So if nadorim is negat to mominus, if he doesn't double it, he doesn't mean it. If it's negat the Isurim, he means it. Say no. Frank the Ran, so by us, he means it. So the Ran, no, it's negat the Mammonis, so he doesn't mean it. But now we know that a person means it. No, it's a din levata bis for sign. No, so it's a din levata bis for sign. So what is the chiluk in levata bis for sign? And the din levata bis for sign, what is the chiluk? It's a vision. Isurim am amayna. The only nusach that we could say the vial is the nusach zeh. I think Rav Nochem said it, the nusach zeh. Again, lefi this beis medrash. That the pshat is azeh. Avada, we know what the person wants. The shayla, si heis gizogt, or si heis nish gizogt. And mamanes, the talking is a different kind of language. And isurim, the language is a different language. Rav Nochem explained like this. Azeh, when a person makes mamanes, dvorim shebelev lo yehav dvorim. Right? When a person davens and he has kavanas, you don't tell him, don't be mechaven belev. You have to say that you want the mechaven. Because it's not in between two people, so the way to talk belev is also a talk. How do we know what the person wants? Oh, but the shayla is almost, si heis giret, or si heis nishkin giret. Sie heißt gerät, das heißt nicht kein gerät. Sagt die Gemara, also, bei Momen, sie heißt nicht kein gerät. Bei Isurim, sie heißt ja gerät. Also, ich rät mit den Isurim. Fragt der Rahn, der Dorim ist auch zu Isurim? Sagt er, sie heißt nicht kein gerät, was in der Gerät zu Momen ist. Aber again, the way we're going like Reb Chaim, how do we know what the person wants? Aber the shaila is, when you say hein, see heis you said love or not? Zog di gemore lefi Rab Meir, see heis nish that I said love. Bichlal hein, ein ata shumea love. Bichlal lav, ein ata shumea hein. Only the moment, be Yisurim, the language could be leichter. Frank the Ranzo, levada bis Fosayim is in the Gdorim of Yisurim. Zog di rabo, see negia zu momenes. So me mele, see heis nish kem giret. So shver vort. Aber the way we'll go with that. Let me end it with the Ram. So the Gemara, Elo Rabbi Yudah, and we said if you're the stipler, that is no real Rabbi Yudah, it's only, I mean, Rabbi Yudah doesn't, the Pashtas, everyone holds like that, Rabbi Meir said, fuck out, so you believe in Rabbi Yudah. So the Ram, Elo Rabbi Yehudi, Omer Beperka Shileach, Rabbi Moitzi is Ishti Mishum Neda, Teleboi Tzinai Kofu, Elo Amrinu Michlal Lava Tashimea Hei, so where is the Rabbi Yudah that doesn't hold from Tzinai Kofu? So the Ram, Rabbi Yudah Beperka Shileach, המויצי יש איש למשום נדר, משום שם רד, אלי בואי תנאי כופו. ואף על גב ברב חנין אפוליג עלי דרב מאיר. פרק דרן השטר כקשה. When you learn the sugi of תנאי כופו in Kiddushin, רב מאיר holds from תנאי כופו, and רב חנין doesn't hold from תנאי כופו. You're right, you found in מסך תגידין, and המויצי יש איש למשום גט, that רב יודה also holds that you don't need a תנאי כופו. But again, if we are right, that's who is the מחלקס if you need a תנאי כופו or not? Where is the Barashitis if you need a Tnai Kofu or not? Rab Meir holds you need a Tnai Kofu, and Rab Yudah holds you don't need a Tnai Kofu. No. Rab Meir holds you need a Tnai Kofu. Rab Chanina is Choylik. Grade Rab Yudah also holds like Rab Chanina. But the Shita that holds that you don't need a Tnai Kofu is Rab Chanina. Frag the Ram, so why the Gemara is going to find Rab Yudah that is Choylik and Rab Meir? The Shita that is Choylik and Rab Meir Alamol is Rab Chanina. ואף אגב דרב חנינה פוליג על ידי רב מאיר בתנאי כופו בפרק האימר אפילו אוכי בואי לאוקמי למסניסן כרב יהודה כשום דאי ריבו ואף אגב איזו לדחוקי ולמי מה תרי תענו יעלי בדי רב יהודה ונלושן תרי תענו יעלי בדי רב יהודה ולא יבואי לאוקמי כרב חנינה שלא נזכר בו כלל זוג דרן אין לכן עמי דבר פלוק תפן רב מאיר in this shit is רב חנינה אבל why the Gemara wanted to say that our Mishnah is רב יהודה אבל in the safer state רב יהודה and there's no remiss to רב חנינה by us. So what is no remiss Rab Chanina? Memeila the Tane, the Gemara wanted to say, Omani Rab Yehudi. This is the Ra. Lama zen the Rosh. Kol t'nai she'enu ki t'nei p'nei gad of Nereuven, afal gav de beloi kfeilus, have a mashmat noe, klore diburim like Reb Chaim. That's what the Rosh means. Afal gav de beloi kfeilus, have a mashmat noe, we know what he wants. There's no shaila about it. Less למכללה ואתה שומע ההן. Aber weil is a loch at the kfeilus, and Rav Meir hold you have to double, and if you don't double, it doesn't help. Less למכללה ואתה שומע ההן. אלו, זוג נגמור, it's not Rav Meir, it's Rav Yehudi. Look in the Rosh, very careful. אלו Rav Yehudi, the Hubar plukte the Rav Meir בכל מוקר. Why did Gemara decide to say Rav Yehudi? The Hub plukte the Rav Meir בכל מוקר. פרק רב קיבה אגר ורשש פלוקת את רב מאיר ורב קיבה בכל מוקרים he's the one that is חלק עם רב קיבה בכל מוקרים פרק רב קיבה אגר ורשש זה נשמע זה הכלל when you learn a Mishnah and there's a Tana that holds רב מאיר holds חייב רב אלוזר אומר אוסו you don't say no מסתום רב יהודה אוסו holds אוסו because he likes to be חלק עם רב מאיר. When it's a machlekes, Rab Meir holds chayev. And then someone says potu, and you don't know who he is. So you say, Mistom is the same one that Bederech Klal is choylik. And the Tana will say so. Oh, but if the Tana says klor, Rab Yudah holds chayev, Rab Meir holds potu. You say, no, maybe it's Barplukte. Frek Rab Kiveger in the Rashash here, in the Mishnah and Kiddushin state, Rab Meir holds you need Tnaib Negodum Neruven, and Rab Yudah holds you don't need Tnaib Negodum Neruven. So if Rab Yudah holds that you don't need, I'm sorry, Rab Chanina holds you don't need. Rab Meir holds you need Tznaib Negod of Neiruven, and Rab Chanina doesn't hold. Frank the Rosh, why we said Rab Yehuda? Shehu bar plukta de Rab Meir b'chol mokrim. What's the Shehu bar plukta de Rab Meir b'chol mokrim? Rab Chanina is the bar plukta shel Rab Meir. Why to say Rab Yehuda? Why do you say Rabbi Yehuda? The one that is choylik is Rabbi Chanina. As I pray, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rashash. So, be'etzem, we have today Teisus HaRosh, it's not Shver. Teisus HaRosh speaks it out. It says like this. Avad is Rabbi Chanina, but it's also Rabbi Yehuda and Agitin. Now, the Ran asked the Kashe, why to choose Rabbi Yehuda and not to choose Rabbi Chanina? I'm telling you a turret. Rabbi Yehuda anyway every time is choylik and Rabbi Meir. So I prefer to speak about Rabbi Yehuda from to speak about Rabbi Chanina. I know that is, I'm not making up a shit that is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is in Gittin, Cholik, and Rabbi Meir, like the Ran Bodar. She asked me why I decided to choose Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Chanina. I decided to choose Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Chanina because Rabbi Yehuda Alamal is Cholik and Rabbi Meir. So I decided to choose Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Chanina. What? I can't try it on it. The Ma'is, as they state in Teis HaRosh, I'm saying, today, Be'etzem, there's no mokum to say Teiret, even though we're going to say in the second Teiret of Reb Nochem, there's no mokum to say Teiret, Teis HaRosh, that they found, says Klor. Be'etzem, he says, like the Ran. Why we say Rab Yudah? Because Rab Yudah and Gittin said Klor, that a Moishis Ishtoi doesn't have to have a Tnai Kropul. You're asking me, but why Rab Yudah say Rab Chanina? Rab Yudah Alamal is Cholik and Rab Meir. So I prefer to say two Rab Yudahs and to say Teiret, Be'etzem, like the Ran. Because the Ran himself asked the Kasha, why you decide to prefer Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina? And the Ran answered, Balabatish, because in the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda, so even there'll be a Kasha from the Sefer, but we like to mention the same names. Amot Nezach. The Gemara in a second will ask, it's not Gishmak from the Sefer. And they will ask to Trey Tanoi, and this is the reason we want to say Rabbi Yehuda, because it's in the Sefer, even though we will ask right away, but it doesn't make sense. And we'll answer. As I said, the Ran. So anyway, he's Choylik. So he's a זה גשמק את הזוגן הזה. משהו מלאך את הזוגן הזה. אבל, before we had a taste of Sarosh, and even after we had a taste of Sarosh, למה יש את הראש ביוס? The Rosh is not speaking to people that learn Ran, yeah? This is clear. So if someone is learning the Sugya, yeah? And the Gemara says, "Omani Rab Meiri, it can be Rab Meir. Why it can be Rab Meir? Because Rab Meir holds Michlal Lad Iyat Hashemeahe. So the Gemara, it's Rab Yudah. It's Rab Yudah. So the Gemara, why it's Rab Yudah? So the Rosh doesn't go and bring down Mishnayos, nowhere in Shas. It's like the Rosh because Rabbi Yehuda b'derech klal is chelik in Rabbi Meir. So if someone will learn Gemara Rosh, and he will say, the Mishnah can be Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Why decide to choose Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yankiv? Because all of Rabbi Yehuda is chelik. So Teis HaRosh says, no, I mean, because the Matan is a Mishnah Mefureshes, and it's another Mishnah Mefureshes, and you will ask me in the Rana Kasha, so choose Rab Chanina, don't choose Rab Yehuda, and I'm asking you, it's better to choose that Mishnah from that Mishnah. And our Rosh state does Mishnah. And our Rosh state poshet Balabatish. The Gemara said, Omani Rab Meir, it can be because Rab Meir holds Michalav Yat Hashemeahen. Omani Rab Yehuda. Why Rab Yehuda? Say Sam someone. So then we choose the name Rab Yehuda, because Alamo Rab Yehuda is Cholik in Rab Meir, and there's no sources that Rab Yehuda holds like that. That says, Alei. Machmon is Alei. Zogt Reb Nochem Pshat. Maybe someone will see more Lomdes. But about first Balabatish. So Reb Nochem said, Givaldike Pshat. Reb Nochem said, the Rosh had this type of Kasha, the Sugya, and the Rosh came to answer Numa Halach in the Sugya. The Rosh had a Kasha. From Rabbi Yehuda is no Mokor than Michla Alavat Hashemeahim. How you could find a Mokor from Rabbi Yehuda that he holds Michla Alavat Hashemeahim? That he doesn't need Mishpate Atnoim? Because he holds there is no Mishpate Atnoim. Because he holds there is no Mishpate Atnoim. Where are you seeing Rabbi Yehuda that he holds Michla Alavat Hashemeahim? Where are you seeing Rabbi Yehuda Michla Alavat Hashemeahim? But he doesn't hold for Mishpate Atnoim. We said again, Misvor Elefi Reb Chaim, we know for sure when a person says, Im Tavru, it means if yes, yes, and if not, not. He doesn't have to speak it out. We know if yes, yes, and if not, not, we don't have to speak it out. Why Rabbi Meir hold you have to speak it out? Gzeres HaKosuf, Michla Alavi Yat Hashemeahim. Why Rabbi Yehuda hold you don't have to speak it out? Not because it's Kilu you spoke it out. Because he doesn't hold for Mishpate Atnoim. A Hadish for Mishpate Atnoim, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Shaila is Rab Meir that needs to double. We see that he holds Michlalav Iyat Hashemeahen. Because if at Hashemeahen, you don't need to double. But Rab Yehuda that holds that you don't need to double, we will see in Rab Yehuda that holds that you don't need to double, that he holds that Michlalav at Hashemeahen. Maybe the reason you don't have to double is, stop! Because he doesn't know from Mishpat Atnoi. Where you see in Rab Yehuda that Rab Yehuda holds that Michlalav at Hashemeahen? Where you see that Michlal Avat Hashemeahim? How you know it? In Teretzes. So the disciples said, no, Misvora, we know, this was Afkoe.
Sagt der Rosh Lein, Eilech Name, we don't know it. Aber our Tana in the Mishnah holds like that, right? The Michlal, Abba, the Shumayim. So he doesn't hold like Rav Meir. Who is the person that B'derech Klal will not hold like Rav Meir? Mislamet, Rav Yudah. We don't have no Mokir in Shas that Rav Yudah holds like that. The Mokir is our Mishnah by us. We found the Mishnah that Lachulin is also. Why Lachulin is also? Why Lachulin is also? Why Lachulin is also? Because we say, Lo Yichulin Lehevi, El Akol. So our Tana holds Michlal Abba, the Shumayim and that. Our Tana holds like that. Who is the name of our Tana? He's the Loiker Rav Meir. Who is B'derech Klal the Loiker Rav Meir? Rav Yehuda. So Meile, our Tana Mistam is Rav Yehuda. Our Tana is Rav Yehuda. So the Sibyl learns that Lefid Rosh is no mocker. B'chlal, the Rosh never mentioned in the Pirush, Gemara and Kiddushin, Gemara and Gittin. Our Mishnah holds Michlal Avat Hashem Meyahen. Frag the Gemara, the like Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds not like that. So if it's not Rab Meir, who is the opposite from Rab Meir? So it has to be Rab Yude. Frag the Gemara with the Sefer Rab Yude, Reishel Av Rab Yude. But again, what Rab Yude said because of the Terekula that you don't need Mishpat Ha'atnoim, hot Mishkin Raya Bichlal that Rab Yude holds that Bichlal Av at Hashem Ha'ayim. Maybe Bichlal Av yet Hashem Ha'ayim. Just Rab Yude Bichlal doesn't know from Mishpat Ha'atnoim. The Torah says about Rabbi Yudah and our Mishnah. Rabbi Yudah and our Mishnah says, not Rabbi Yudah, someone. That someone is the Loiker Rab Meir. Who is B'derech Klal the Loiker Rab Meir? B'derech Klal is Rabbi Yudah. Again, in the Rashi Mishnah says, that the Gemara had some market that Rabbi Yudah holds B'chala Bat Hashimahem. Frank the Stibler on the Derech from Reb Chaim, since he's talking Raya from Rabbi Yudah, because Mitzvah we know what the person wants. Only Rabbi Meir holds he needs Mishpatei Atnoim. Maybe Rabbi Yudah doesn't hold for Mishpatei Atnoim. But the Stibler was a pshit to the Gemara that Mitzvah we say Michlalav, only if you have a Raya again, you don't say it. So like that, the Rosh is Cholek on them. And the Rosh is Maimi the Sugi, Fakir. Zeh Gishmak Epshat. This is the first way to learn the sugi. Kumt Reb Elchanan and Kovet Shiyuri, after he bought Reb Chaim, and this is the way we finished, that the Rosh is learning like Reb Chaim, the Ran is learning like Reb Chaim, just in the Ran we're finishing like the Stipler, and the Rosh was saying, like Reb Nochem, I'm saying again, and Teis HaRosh did close that this whole Torah for Reb Nochem, Lo Hoeva Lo Nivo. Teis HaRosh means like the Ran, as we know on Mishnah and Gittin, Rav Yudah said it Mefurash, and he just came to say, why we decided to choose Gittin on Kiddushin, because we have looked at Rav Yudah. Teir lo izozem im koim or Reb Nochem gizak bifun the Rosh, and the Maisa, our Rosh never mentioned the Mishnayis. So if our Rosh never mentioned the Mishnayis, ken zayin asidu yu amokir to this Teir. Kumt Reb Elchanan, maybe we'll find more Rishonim, but we'll start. And Kovet Shiyurim, Ois Tof Lamed Zayin. It's not clear, it's a Shein Epshat that he heard from Reb Chaim. Aber he has a Raya from the Rishonim, Punke Tzaran, and Gittin, that they hold that the whole Shtikl Teir is in Ishtemes. The Ran and Gittin Daf Mem Vov and the Mishnah Amoitzias Ishtoi Mishum Eilonis. A person divorces his wife because he thought that she's an Eilonis. He found out that she's an Eilonis, so he divorced her. Lemaise, what happened was, Lemaise in the end, she was not an Eilonis. Yeah? It was a Mekachtos. He divorced his wife because she started to bring Simon that she's an Eilonis. So he thought that he would never have kids. So he decided to get divorced. So he told her, I'm getting divorced because you're an Eilonis. Now Lemaise, she got married to someone else and Baruch Hashem, she had a kid. So now, on the side that she had a kid, so Lemaise, the Gerushin are not Gerushin, so she's a Yishasish, so the kid is a Mamza. This is the problem. But he told that he's divorcing her because she's an Eilonis. She went, she had all the simanim, it looked like she's an Eilonis. So listen, I'm sorry, but I have to make kind of proof of it. I'm divorcing you. She went and got married, and she had a kid. Now, so she's not an Eilonis. So the Maisan is Mizbar, but the Tnai is Nishniskai. If the Tnai is Nishniskai, the Chush is Eishasish. So the Shaila is now, if the first, second person has to be Moitzi, she's Eishasish, and the Vlad is a Mamza. This is the Sugi and Gittin. So I'm going to close. Zog the Mishnah Dalton, Rab Meir holds, if he didn't say a Tnai Kofun, so the divorce is Chal. Even that he told her, I divorced you because you're Eilonis, but he didn't say, and if not, not. So B'meile, the Gerushin is Chal, and the Tnai is Nishnai. Zog the Ram, Avada, when a person divorces his wife, that mitzad she's an Eilonis, you don't need to have mishpate atnoim. Moshe, one of the mishpate atnoim is isal yedei shliach. Yeah. On a moshe, one of the mishpate atnoim is that. One of the mishpat ha'atnoim is that isa de shliach, and one of the mishpat ha'atnoim is that you could. This thing also. I forgot the other one that is missing there. What? No, no. Henkan lav is a vada, you don't need. What? So the Ran says like this. I don't remember the plot. Zog the Ran. A vada, you don't need mishpat ha'atnoim. Why you don't need mishpat ha'atnoim? Because it's lesha'ova. It's not le'osi. All the mishpat ha'atnoim you need, when I'm telling you, I'm divorcing you, I'll das that you will give me $100. Why? We learned out from tonight, Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. What was the case of Bnei God of Bnei Reuven? Moshe Rabbeinu wants to give them the Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. And the tonight is that they will go into the war, and they will fight first. This is the tonight. That they will fight. This is Lehabo. I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, but tonight that you will fight. Atnai lehabo, aber atnai lesheovar, you don't need mishpatei atnoi. That's the klal. Atnai lesheovar doesn't need a mishpatei atnoi. Frag the Ran. So if atnai lesheovar doesn't need mishpatei atnoi, so why Rab Meir holds that if you moitzi ishtei mishum islandis and she was not an islandis, while you never made a atnai kofur, so the gerushin is chal? If you don't need mishpatei atnoim, so you don't need a tnai kofel also. And for the Ram, I'm going to bring it down as a. The betnai de leovar loy beinen din etnoim klal. Umikol mekoim svirel ele Rab Meir de beinen tnai kofel. De michlal hein iato shimei alav. Not because mishpatei atnoim. Just if he didn't say that he's divorcing her because she's an islandist. And if not, he meant to divorce her anyways. Because we don't say Michlalav at Hashemayim. Zog, the state as the Ram doesn't hold from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is right maybe in different Shittas Rishonim. But in Shittas Aram, that the Ram answers, some Rishonim hold, you need Mishpatei Atnoim. Not all of them, a Chelek. The Ram says there's no din Mishpatei Atnoim. But Tnai Lesha'ova. It's a, Lehabo is a Tnai, to do something, will rain, will something Lehabo. But Lesha'ova is Kilu, if it happened or not, there is no Mishpatei Atnoim. So why Rab Meir needs a Tnai Kofel? The reason if Rab Meir you need a Tnai Kofel, like the Ram, because Bichlal Hei Lehen Tashem Alam, I don't know what he wants. So state klar in the Ram, that Lefi Rab Meir, Michlalav Yeh Tashem Alam, we just don't know what the person wants. So Samad Nezach, why you need a Tnai Kofel? For two reasons. Is a mishpatei atnoim, and even without mishpatei atnoim, if you don't have a tnai kofel, we don't know what a person wants. If we don't have a tnai kofel, we don't know what a person wants. But as a, if we don't know what a person wants, it's like Rabbi Chanan, so we have a new pshat in our sugi now. Not like Reb Chaim, we have to overlearn the sugi lefi the Ram Balabatish. Lachulin she'oricha lecho loichulin lehevi elekol masnissin de loike Rab Meir, because if he Rab Meir we don't know what he wants. Anu pshatim de gemara balabatish b'chlal lav iyata shumea hen, we don't know what he wants. So gemara mani Rab Yehuda, that we know what he wants on the teres, on the stiper, on the rosh. Rab Yehuda holds that you don't need a tnai kofel, so we know what he wants. What happened to the levata b'sfasayim? The din yadid helps. So we have two ways. We have the way of Reb Chaim. We know what he wants. Abba Zadin Mishpatei Atnoim. And Baba Yosef Zadin Levata Besfosayim. That's the Hoshik of the Rebbe Reb Chaim. Zog Rebel Chonon. This is what I'm saying. Be'etem, Hamad Asud Mahalchim is Rebel Chonon Baba Basra. Zog Rebel Chonon, Lefi the Ran. It's a Ran. We have to put Shim Zid Ran Bayos. Abba Lefi the Ran Dalton, Zog Rebel Chonon. We don't know what he wants. And if we don't know what he wants, we may let's not Chal. The same thing by us. We don't know what he wants. Melad the Gemara is Kipshuto. Melad the Tzushtas of Rabbi Yehuda is Kipshuto. And if we then the Chiluk in Momen and Yisurim is, then we have to say that in Momen is, we don't know what he wants, and in Yisurim we know what he wants. This is the second Mahal from Rebbe Chalom. So here I want to be Moisif at this surface. Rebbe Nochem was Masvir Azei. It's in the Dorim Dik, what's coming to? I exhort Azei. Sam, Balabatish, Samad Nezach, one Lom Neshe Pshat, Avada, we know what he wants,
dass er dient to talk it out, mich lalava das Shemei Ahen, und dass der ganze Zustall bei uns, er will lewate bis Fasayim, Akashe mit Yodes, Akashe von Rabbi Yudah, Amahalach von Arosh, Amahalach von Beran, and he said, I'm not sure, we don't know what he wants. Also ich steck in Beran? Beran, aber komm, ich sage Beran. So ich das Teitler, ich sage dir noch, I want to explain. Aber das ist, was Rabbi Chonon said, aber das ist, was says in Beran. Aber don't take it, Kipshutai. If you ask me, I know what he wants. I'm promising you, we know what he wants. If we'll say that Michlal Lav Iyat Hashim Meyahein, what he said? He said, I'm a Kaddish you, and I want $100. So you want. But he didn't say if not, not. But we know it. It's not enough that we know it. The Dibur is Fakel from the Mashmoes. Like the Loshon HaRashbo. The Rashbo says, Fakel. Why you didn't double it? We have a Shmek Fakel. You were scared to tell him if not, not. You were scared he would pull out. So you said it. So we asked someone what he said. He tried to squeeze out. He tried. I was saying, La Chulin. What I was saying, this guy wants to make a neder, but he's scared to do it. He's saying, Loi Chulin, Loi Chulin. Nish Mutter, he's scared to say also. I finished talking also. It's not Mutter. He's scared to say, Chalois, Areze Oleke also. Not yet. He's scared to say, a person, you will die if you don't listen to me. You will live if you listen to me. So he's talking, when he's talking, he's taking not doing the second chayre. It's the same thing from the Ad Chazoi, was me geret in Ad Chazoi. Zog der Azei, Umdene never helps when it's diburim verkehrt. Umdene doesn't help when it's diburim verkehrt. Das mein der Ran. The Ran says we don't know what he wants. The Ran doesn't mean that we take don't know. The Ran means, בכללה ביית השומע הין, אתה לא ישומע, ומאת שומע נשת הזה. Rabbi Yudah holds Michlalav at Hashemehen. So we left with two pshat in the Vada de Sugya. One pshat is a Vada we know, but we know the words are not fakeld, knows the din to stay double, and miftas fosayim, that's the Reb Chaim's Mahalach in the Sugya. Rabbi Elchanan, a Vada is miyaseh, and maybe we'll see later, that is a Paul Moore Rishonim, that look like Rabbi Elchanan's second Mahalach, not like Reb Chaim, that a Vada Michlalav at Hashemehen, meveis nish. No, Rabbi Elchanan says that very good, poshat meveis nish. And Amot Nazach, so Rabbi Meir has two chidushim. I'm going to say why it's a bad mezach. Because Rav Meir holds Mishpatei Adnoim, you have to have five things. Hey, how you know? Moshe Rabbeinu made a double tnai. Stop, because on them you don't know. No, Rav Meir holds Mishpatei Adnoim, but Rav Meir also holds tnai we don't know. Nothing even shaitim ra. So you can say Rav Elchanan, but Batish, we don't know. So the Gemara, Sahaba, and also it's also, and so the Gemara, Rav Yudah knows. So Rav Nochem, but Nish Tsunemidos, as they write. Now the pshat is, the Diburim, the Peh, is so sovelate. Avada, he said, but his mashmo. Avada, we know. Samot nazar, we know what he wants. So is michlal avat hashem meyahein. See, he's giret. So we made it. The umdana is not against the dibu. If michlal avat hashem meyahein. So what is the shemeya? The shemeya is what he said. So it has to have noch a hezber. Aber das ist der tzuras advarim. Meir, see, da mahalach. Rebbe Chonon is merames. Kedai to zan inavenik. That in Rambam is muchach hazeh. That's not Shemur, Rabbi Mazar, I want to say, it's tchilas advorim. The Rambam paskins that we need mishpatei atnoim. So, and the Rambam paskins lachulin also. The Rambam paskins, aloche ki Rab Meir, and paskins are Mishnah. Like Rebbe Chonon, say, welcha teres du willst. And our Gemara says that our Mishnah doesn't stim with Rav Meir. Explain it because it's a thing levata b'sfusayim. Explain it because he don't know what he wants. Aber steht er lefi Rav Meir, it doesn't work. The Rambam paskins aloche ki Rav Meir. You have to have five mishpatei atnoim, and it paskins our Mishnah. Lachulin sh'orich alecho. Also. Why? Because Rav Meir doesn't hold it. The Gemara says that Rav Meir doesn't hold from it. We're asking a kasha, what's in the tzushter? There is a mishpatei atnoim. Here it's in the dorim. But the Rambam, it's not enough to answer that it's different. I mean, the Rambam has to have a pshat in the sugya. The Rambam has to have a pshat in the sugya.
Rebbe Cholon, with this new mehalach that he learns in the sugya, the Balabatish mehalach, wants to find the Pesach to miyashes the Rambam. Without noch miyashes the Rambam. I'm saying, but the kasha is a poshta, mefoshim, it's a poshta kasha. He passes Rab Meir, and he doesn't pass on us, and he passes on Mishnah. And our Gemara states, Omani, the like Rab Meir. The like Rab Meir.